Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Okay, I'm going to ask you a hard question here. And this is not a personal question for me, just so I clear the air on that, because this is not the case with us. But talk to the mom right now, because most of our listeners are moms. Talk to the wife whose husband is a good leader. He provides well for their home, you know, for their family. He works so that she can stay home, but he's the spender and mom is the frugal one. And that's a really hard thing, I think, for some women to balance, because she's called to be submissive to her husband, but her husband is the one who is maybe not being as responsible financially as she would like to be. And maybe he's pulling their family into debt, not really realizing the strain that he's causing on his marriage. And so that's a hard position for mom to be in, because how does a wife say to her husband, you're the leader of our home, you're working for us, but I don't want you to spend this money. I don't want you to handle our money this way.
So almost every single woman, if it's not finances, there's going to be some issue that she looks at her husband and she's frustrated with the way he does things. Mm-hmm. I do probably talk about marriage more than I talk about anything else. And in this case, it's a little bit of reverse. You said the guy is a strong spiritual leader, but he isn't very wise financially. Well, many times there's a woman who wishes her husband was more spiritual. He's not a strong spiritual leader. He works hard. Right. He's responsible. And so the issue is a woman who's called to recognize her husband's headship, mm-hmm, and expected to submit to him and respect him, yet he makes decisions that she really struggles with. And interestingly, the approach that women are expected to take is given in 1 Peter 3:1, that she is going to win over her husband with her behavior and him seeing Christ through her versus with her words. So, you know, Genesis 2:18, God, the first time he sees something that's not good, he says, it's not good for man to be alone. He creates a helper for
Adam.
His wife. Yeah. Yeah, for Adam. Exactly. And every husband needs that after that. And one of the ways wives help their husbands is by talking to them, but then they want to pull up short from actually nagging, and they need to begin praying, and they need to begin asking that the Lord will work on that husband's heart, because the more that the wife stays after him, mm-hmm, then the more he can be stubborn, dig in his heels, and actually just say, you know what, I'm going to do what I want to do. It's a weakness of ours. I'm not defending that behavior that we engage in as men, but I'm just saying that in most of the counseling I've done, I've noticed that when a woman pursues the husband with her words or enters into nagging, it actually causes him to kind of cross his arms and say, I'm just going to, you know, do what I want to do. Yeah. It's got to be her winning him over with her Christ-likeness, her gentleness, and praying for him, mm-hmm, and that God would change his heart, and that he'll look for good counsel, you know, or that he'll be convicted about his behavior.
Yeah, yeah, great answer. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.